Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
Hey, everybody. Jeff Joniak from PNC Studio at Hallis Hall. Round four underway, and the Bears get their man at 115 in Sam Somerville. The Bears area scout will tell us all about this player from Western Kentucky. He is a redshirt junior and a real interesting prospect. Everybody that I have talked to and read about say he could be one of the draft's sleepers, and I'm buying my time, so I say this name properly. One of the many Nigerians that have entered the NFL, and there's a large number to choose from. Mm-hmm. We can simply call him Iggy, but it's Joel, and it's Iye Uniwe.
Good job.
Is that right? Did
Good
I nail
job.
It?
Great job.
That'll be tough to say when he's sacking quarterbacks, but I'll just say Iggy.
Yeah. Everybody calls him Iggy. Some people like to refer to him as Joel I, just to make it easy. But, yeah, both parents are from Nigeria. He was actually born here in America. Really smart kid. Really good person.
Biology major, and he wants to be a doctor someday or a surgeon, right?
Yeah. Academics has always been really important to his family. His dad's actually a professor there at Western Kentucky. And so it's been really important for him to push the academic side just as much as he does on the football field.
All right. So is he a doctor of sacks?
He is. We like to think so. We like to hope so. Hopefully he can continue to do the things that he did in college, which is make plays on the quarterback and make plays in the run game sideline to sideline. He's really got good range, and he's going to add to the team speed here in Chicago very, very quickly.
What's in his toolbox?
He's played outside backer. He's played stacked backer. He's got instincts. He's got range. He's got cover skills. He's really got a toolbox filled with just about everything that you're looking for, pass rush ability. So it's going to allow Coach Fangio to really do some creative things with him and get him out there and use him in a number of different ways.
As you're watching the tape and then seeing him in person and meeting the man, is there a moment when it just clicks for you and you just continually start keeping your eyes on this guy to write notes about him? And in this case, what did Iggy do to catch your eye?
Iggy was easy because you look at him and you see traits. This guy has size, he has speed, he has athleticism, and you see all the tools there for him to develop. All he needs to do is refine those a little bit. And he doesn't have a whole lot of experience coming from a small high school program going to Western Kentucky. He was coached well at Western Kentucky, but he moved positions and hasn't done a whole lot of things at one spot. So as he gains more experience, his ceiling is just limitless, and that's why you see a guy who has such great upside.
Almost 6'2", 229 are the numbers on his pro day and scouting combine. He's got big hands. Again, I know people don't think that's a big deal, but it's great for shedding blockers off of you and getting your hand up in the air. Did you see that aspect of his game?
Yeah, he needs to do a little bit better job at using his hands, but you see him finding his way to the ball carrier. He can work through traffic. He can work through getting off of guards and finding his way to get to the ball. So as he improves his hand use, he will be an even better player.
All this also looks to be like a guy that could be a real impact player on special teams right away as he competes for a starting job at outside linebacker. What do you know about his special teams ability?
He is going to be a four-phase guy. I'm sure Coach Tabor is fired up about getting this guy because he's just going to be able to run down on kickoff. He'll be one of the inside guys. We used to call them wedge busters, but now, you know, they've kind of eliminated the wedge in the game. But he'll be one of those guys there. He'll be a good interior guy on punt team, also punt return, and he'll just be a solid core contributor for us there.
11 special teams tackles in college. It tells me that his motor runs hot.
Oh, yeah. He flies around first down, second down, third down, and then fourth down, as you alluded to with the special teams stuff.
Personality-wise, tell me about him.
He's a laid-back guy. The academic side of it has been really important, so you're going to find a real polished individual, does very well in conversation, but he's a more laid-back personality. He's not going to be the big fiery guy in your face, but he'll get along well with the guys, and he'll just, you know, kind of go with the flow, and then when he gets on the football field, the switch comes on.
Lastly, is there a play that pops in your head? You watch so much tape on all these guys. You memorize these guys when you get right down to it because you gotta get on the table for them. What's one play that sticks in your head?
If I had to say, I'd probably say I'd go back to last year, his sophomore year, because he came out early this year. They were playing up in competition. They played Vanderbilt. And he had a big play there in that game. He had a sack on the quarterback. And I said, you know, this is a guy who's going from Western Kentucky and playing against the SEC school, and he's still showing up and he's showing out.
Well, that's your man. The man we'll call Iggy. And his name is Joel
Eyebuniwe.
Thank you very much. And that's Sam Somerville. I'm Jeff Joniak, and thanks for watching, everybody.